Reviewing the weather is not just small talk. Todd Pritchard at Wisconsin Emergency Management says perhaps the biggest weather event in the Badger State this past year was the Groundhog Day blizzard.
You know, I think that's one of the events that I always find everyone remembers exactly what they were doing on that day and how they made it through that day.
Many motorists were stranded and one person died, but Pritchard says it could have been a lot worse. Snow accumulations ranged from 12 to 26 inches. Many roads were totally impassable, including portions of the interstate with massive snowdrifts of up to 12 to 15 feet in some locations and zero visibility. Pritchard says another highlight was the tremendous tornado outbreak across the state.
You know, the April 10th outbreak was really big. It's going to be the biggest daily April tornado outbreak in Wisconsin history. We had 15 tornadoes. Several of them were very strong, very powerful.
In 2011, 38 tornadoes were documented, making the year the third busiest on record. Wisconsin averages 23 per year. In total for the year, 9 people were killed directly by weather events and at least 124 injured. Excessive heat was the biggest killer.
We had 5 deaths due to the heat wave, and we had over 100 injuries. But it could have been much, much worse.
A 4-day heat wave affected the state in mid-July with heat index values of 100 to 117. The warmest temp was 103, the coldest day, minus 37. Total reported property and crop losses were approximately $104 million. Residents also felt the effects of an earthquake that originated in D.C., and some folks witnessed water spouts on the area lakes. Check out Ready Wisconsin for all kinds of preparedness information and take a look back on the year's events. Jackie Johnson, Wisconsin Radio Network.